This afternoon on Society This Week, I'm talking with Aaron Robson. Many of our listeners emailed us to ask about him and his year without shopping. Aaron, can you explain what you've been doing?
Sure. I graduated from college about 3 years ago after getting a computer science degree. I took a basic history class for fun while I was in college and worked on a family history project. When I researched my grandfather, I discovered all the skills he had that I don't, that no one my age has, like repairing his car, building his own house, growing his own food, you know? This was nothing special at the time, but it's really unusual now. Because we just go out and buy these things, or get someone else to do them. So I decided to try to live without shopping for a year, and started an online journal about the experience.
You've become famous as a result. How have you found the media attention?
Pretty surprising, I guess. I didn't start out to become famous. The project was more about my attitude to modern life and self-sufficiency. We think we live in a highly developed society, but we do less and less for ourselves, you know?
So, how did you start?
Well, at first I didn't tell many people about my plans. Obviously, I told my parents and one or two close friends, but no one else. They were really positive, although I'm not sure my mom really got why I was doing it. I work in the family business, a small computer firm. So my dad's my boss, and he was great. He allowed me to have time off without quitting my job, which was really helpful. So I took a 12-month break in order to really take up the challenge of living with less. I suppose I wanted to find a more sustainable way of living and to figure out what I needed to learn in order to be able to do that.
So, what skills did you pick up over those 12 months?
So many. And a lot I hadn't really thought about.
Like what?
Well, being able to cook, for example. I became a vegetarian. And learned how to make meals from basic ingredients, something that I will benefit from for the rest of my life. I also had to improve my skills at fixing things a lot. I was already good with computers. I learned that in college and at work. But during the year, I took courses in electronics and engineering, and I'm so glad I did. I repaired my fridge and the lights in my apartment. I even fixed my own bag.
And you found classes in all of these things?
Not everything, no. But it's surprising how many things you can learn. There were some things I couldn't do for myself. When my washing machine broke down, for example, I couldn't do laundry for 3 weeks. Then I found someone to fix it, and I set up a website for him in return. So, I still wasn't spending any money.
Did you stop shopping completely? What did you do for food?
No, it wasn't possible to live without spending anything. But I joined a community farm and spent 2 days a week working there. In exchange, I got around 60% of my food for free, and I budgeted $100 a month for other food. I think I overestimated how far the food from the farm would go, so I struggled, and yeah, I lost about 40 pounds over the year. But that's no bad thing.
And all this time, you wrote a weekly online journal about your experiences?
Yeah. First, it was full of complaints about how hard everything was. but soon I started to get hundreds of readers, and then thousands. And I realized people really wanted to know about what I was doing. Eventually, by the end of the year, I think I had over 500,000 people following what I was saying.
And your book about the project is being published soon. So, how was it? This afternoon on Society This Week, I'm talking with Aaron Robson. Many of our listeners emailed us to ask about him and his year without shopping. Aaron, can you explain what you've been doing?
Sure. I graduated from college about 3 years ago after getting a computer science degree. I took a basic history class for fun while I was in college and worked on a family history project. When I researched my grandfather, I discovered all the skills he had that I don't, that no one my age has, like repairing his car, building his own house, growing his own food, you know? This was nothing special at the time, but it's really unusual now, because we just go out and buy these things or get someone else to do them. So I decided to try to live without shopping for a year and started an online journal about the experience.
You've become famous as a result. How have you found the media attention?
Pretty surprising, I guess. I didn't start out to become famous. The project was more about my attitude to modern life and self-sufficiency. We think we live in a highly developed society, but we do less and less for ourselves, you know?
So, how did you start?
Well, at first, I didn't tell many people about my plans. Obviously, I told my parents and one or two close friends, but no one else. They were really positive, although I'm not sure my mom really got why I was doing it. I work in the family business, a small computer firm. So my dad's my boss, and he was great. He allowed me to have time off without quitting my job, which was really helpful. So, I took a 12-month break in order to really take up the challenge of living with less. I suppose I wanted to find a more sustainable way of living and to figure out what I needed to learn in order to be able to do that.
So, what skills did you pick up over those 12 months?
So many. And a lot I hadn't really thought about.
Like what?
Well, being able to cook, for example. I became a vegetarian and learned how to make meals from basic ingredients, something that I will benefit from for the rest of my life. I also had to improve my skills at fixing things a lot. I was already good with computers. I learned that in college and at work. But during the year, I took courses in electronics and engineering, and I'm so glad I did. I repaired my fridge and the lights in my apartment. I even fixed my own bag.
And you found classes in all of these things?
Not everything, no. But it's surprising how many things you can learn. There were some things I couldn't do for myself. When my washing machine broke down, for example, I couldn't do laundry for 3 weeks. Then I found someone to fix it, and I set up a website for him in return. So, I still wasn't spending any money.
Did you stop shopping completely? What did you do for food?
No, it wasn't possible to live without spending anything. But I joined a community farm and spent 2 days a week working there. In exchange, I got around 60% of my food for free, and I budgeted $100 a month for other food. I think I overestimated how far the food from the farm would go. So I struggled, and yeah, I lost about 40 pounds over the year. But that's no bad thing.
And all this time, you wrote a weekly online journal about your experiences?
Yeah. First, it was full of complaints about how hard everything was. But soon, I started to get hundreds of readers, and then thousands. And I realized people really wanted to know about what I was doing. Eventually, by the end of the year, I think I had over 500,000 people following what I was saying.
And your book about the project is being published soon. So, how was it?